The World of English, number 304, January 2025.
国语周刊美语天地第304期，2025年1月号。
Track 1.
第一音轨。
Let's listen, speak, read, and write.
听说读写一把抓。
Page 4 to page 11.
第四页到第十一页。
Holiday traditions.
节庆传统。
嗨，大家好，我们的中文翻译及解答在拉页上。需要看中文翻译时，可以把第三页和第46页拉出来对照哦。听说读写一把抓有四个有趣的单元哦。跟着我们开口说，重复练习说，有效提升你的英文口语能力。
It's fun in Taiwan, all year round. We not only celebrate our traditions, but also enjoy international holidays. During Chinese New Year, we give and receive red envelopes for good luck.Mother's Day is on the second Sunday of May. Kids do housework for their mothers and give them a day off. My favorite holiday is Dragon Boat Festival. We usually watch the Dragon Boat races and eat rice dumplings together. Our Father's Day is on August 8th because the Chinese way of saying the date sounds like Papa.
On Moon Festival, we eat moon cakes while having a barbecue under the full moon. My brother, sister, and I love Halloween. We wear scary masks and say trick or treat to our neighbors. December is a beautiful month because there are Christmas lights everywhere. We have parties and exchange gifts too.Holidays are important. They help us keep traditions and create lots of fun.
Key words.
Holiday.
There are several public holidays in April.
Receive.
She received a beautiful gift for her birthday.
Exchange.
They exchanged gifts at the party.
接着请翻到第六页和第七页，听听以下的内容。
Happy holidays!
快乐的节庆。
There are many fun festivals in Taiwan. During Chinese New Year, the streets are filled with people in new clothes and the sound of firecrackers.
现在让我们来做做看以下的听写练习吧。
Let's listen and write.
There are many fun festivals in Taiwan. During Chinese New Year, the streets are filled with people in new clothes and the sound of firecrackers. On Dragon Boat Festival, we eat rice dumplings and watch the dragon boat races.The Moon Festival brings relatives together for delicious barbecues, moon cakes, and pomelos. And at Christmas, we enjoy a big meal with friends and exchange gifts with one another.
现在请看第七页。
The Moon Festival brings relatives together for delicious barbecues, moon cakes, and pomelos.Let's listen and choose.
请点读播放句子，并在后方点选出正确选项。答案请见第三页。
There are many fun festivals in Taiwan.
Festivals. Favorite. Feathers.
Let's speak.
现在让我们用语音笔来做第七页的录音练习吧。
During Chinese New Year, the streets are filled with people in new clothes and the sound of firecrackers.
接着请翻到第八页和第九页，来看一些和前面的内容相关的片语吧。
phrases and idioms. All year round. Not only, but also.
片语和惯用语。
All year round.
一年到头。
Happening all through the year.
例句。
I love Hawaii because it is warm all year round.
I never get to see my father because he goes on business trips all year round.
Not only, but also.
不仅而且还。
Use when presenting two pieces of information, which might be surprising.
例句。
The video was not only entertaining, but also educational.
On Easter, we not only eat ham and bread, but also color eggs.
Key words.
Business trip.
I have to pack my bags tonight because I'm leaving on a business trip early tomorrow morning.
Entertaining.
The talk show was so entertaining that we didn't want it to end.
接着请翻到第十页和第十一页，一起看漫画，学对话。
Traditions around the world.
世界各地的传统。
Look at my souvenir. It's Santa surfing in shorts. How odd!Christmas is hot in Australia.
Yes, different countries do have different traditions.
On Easter Monday, Polish people splash water on strangers for good luck.
It's a good thing Easter is not in winter.
Did you know there is actually more than one Lover's Day in Korea?
You daydream too much.
Not kidding. The 14th of every month is a different lover's day. How romantic. We have to clean the house before Chinese New Year. Why? It said that cleaning the house can sweep away bad luck.
现在我们来听听看这个单元有哪些重点单字吧。
Holiday, receive, exchange, business trip, entertaining, splash, good luck, daydream, romantic, sweep, bad luck.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
GEPT Listening Test
1. How is the weather at Christmas in Australia?
A. It's hot. B. It's cold. C. It's chilly.
2. Why do Polish people splash water on strangers on Easter Monday?
A. To celebrate Christmas. B. To bring good luck. C. To cool off in summer.
3. How often is Lover's Day celebrated in Korea?
A. Once a year. B. Every month on the 14th. C. On February 14th only.
4. Why do we clean the house before Chinese New Year?
A. To get rid of old clothes. B. To sweep away bad luck. C. To find lost items.
2.
第二音轨。
English Diary
英文学习日记
Page 12 to page 15
第十二页到第十五页
Bringing in the new year
迎接新的一年
每到快要新年的时候，到处都会有许多热闹的跨年活动，和我们一起来迎接新的一年吧。
Let's take a look at these useful sentences.
Here comes the countdown. Congratulations! It's going to be a great year.
Are you ready for the New Year festivities?
You bet, Michael! I can't wait to see my favorite singer belt out those tunes!
Me too! And when the clock strikes midnight, we're going to see the fireworks!
It will sure be a fantastic way to kick off the new year! How do you guys like the concert so far?
Ah, it's really fabulous! I just love to hear live music!
And the stage is really amazing! It really adds to the experience!
Thank you, everybody! You're too kind!
Yay!
Bravo!
Oh boy! It's time now for the fireworks display! I'll bet they'll be better than ever!
I'm sure you won't be disappointed!
Here comes the countdown!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Happy New Year!
Hooray!
Oh my goodness gracious! They are truly amazing!
I can't remember the last time I had so much fun! That sure was one awesome spectacle last night, wasn't it?
It sure was! And I can't wait to see the sun come up over the horizon!
I think it's about to appear!
I see it! There it is! It's the first sunrise of the new year!
Congratulations, kids! It's going to be a great year!
现在我们来听听看这个单元有哪些重点单字吧。
Ready, Singer, Tune, Fireworks, Concert, Fabulous, Live, New Year's Resolution,Celebrate, party, toast, confetti, display, disappointed, countdown, horizon, appear, sunrise.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
GEPT Listening Test.
1.When can we see the sunrise?
A. On the eastern horizon. B. In the morning. C. From the top of a mountain.
2. If you hear live music, what does it mean?
A. It means you hear someone perform music right in front of you. B.It means someone is recording music in a recording studio. C. It means the music is so good, it seems to come alive.
3. What will you hear in the fireworks countdown?
A. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. B. A, B,C, D, E. C, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
4. What don't you want to happen in the new year?
A. To fail all one's tests. B. To be successful in one's career. C.To get good grades and do well in school.
Track 3.
第三音轨
Just for fun.
趣味阅读
Page 16 to page 23.
第十六页到第二十三页
Everyday AI is everywhere.
日常生活中的人工智慧无处不在。
人工智慧在日常生活中已经成为不可或缺的一部分。从智慧手机的语音助理到导航系统，它帮助我们更有效率完成工作，提升生活品质。我们一起来认识人工智慧在我们生活中提供的便利性吧。
Artificial intelligence, AI for short, is like a brain for computers, helping them think and solve problems.
When you ask a voice assistant,like Siri or Alexa, to play a song or tell you the weather. AI does the work behind the scenes. Voice assistants are tools that listen to your voice and do what you ask.
AI helps us enjoy our favorite shows and movies. Have you noticed that Netflix or YouTube suggests new videos you might like? That's AI at work. It learns what you enjoy and finds similar things for you. These recommendations are like a friend who knows your tastes and gives you new ideas.
Google Maps uses AI to help people find the best routes by studying traffic patterns. It looks at how fast cars are moving.And where accidents might happen. Then, it gives directions that can save time. Google Maps also keeps updating itself to show new roads and places that pop up.
At school, AI helps teachers with grading and creating engaging activities. It also speeds up our learning by giving hints when we're stuck.AI makes hitting the books more enjoyable and effective, ensuring we grasp what we're studying. It's a valuable tool that makes learning easier and more fun.
AI can also track our browsing habits as we shop online and suggest products we might like. For example, if you search for sports gear, AI might recommend new shoes or equipment.This personalizes our shopping experience. There's no doubt AI will continue to make our lives more convenient and enjoyable in many ways.
接下来请翻到第22和23页，我们来认识一些日常生活中的关于 AI 的单字。
Mind map.
心智图。
Words used in everyday AI.
日常生活中的 AI 单字
App.
应用程式
A program you use on a phone or tablet, like games or weather apps.
你在手机或平板电脑上使用的程式，例如游戏或气象应用程式
Voice command.
语音指令
A way to tell a device.What to do using your voice, like asking Siri to play a song.
用语音告诉装置做什么的一种方式，例如请 Siri 播放一首歌曲。
Chatbot.
聊天机器人。
A computer program that can talk with you through text or voice, often used for answering questions.
一种能通过文字或语音与你交流的电脑程式。通常用来回答问题。
Sensor
感应器
A device that detects things like light or movement and helps gadgets like robot vacuums understand their surroundings.
一种能够检测光线或运动等事物的装置，帮助像扫地机器人这样的小机件理解其周围环境。
Streaming
串流
Watching videos or listening to music online without downloading them, like on YouTube or Spotify.
在线上观看影片或听音乐而不需要下载，例如在 YouTube 或 Spotify 上。 现在我们来听听看这个单元有哪些重点单字吧。
Artificial Solve Assistant Tool Ask Favorite Notice Similar Root Pattern Accident Update Engaging Stuck Effective Habit Equipment Convenient
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
GEPT Listening Test 1. What does the phrase hitting the books mean?
A. To study hard or read a lot. B. To buy new textbooks. C. To play a game with books.
2. What is one way AI helps voice assistants like Siri or Alexa?
A. It helps them cook food. B. It helps them play songs. C. It helps them clean your room.
3. How does AI help services like Netflix or YouTube?
A. By only showing the most popular videos. B. By guessing your favorite shows. C.By learning what you enjoy and suggesting similar videos.
4. What does it mean to personalize something?
A. To change it into a different color. B. To make something special or unique for a specific person. C. To share it with everyone.
Track 4.
第四音轨
All around the world.
世界啪啪走
Page 24 to page 29.
第24页到第29页
Hokkaido, four distinct and attractive seasons.
北海道四季分明且风情万种
北海道位于日本北部到那里旅游不仅能漫步在美丽的花海还能欣赏浪漫的雪景一年四季都有令人惊叹的好风光我们一起去那里看看吧
When people think of Hokkaido the first image might be the snow-covered landscape and hot springs As the northernmost part of Japan Hokkaido certainly has a cold climate
However, it's not just winter thereThe four seasons of Hokkaido are distinct and attractive. Whenever you visit Hokkaido, you will have different discoveries.
If you come to Hokkaido in summer, you should visit Farm Tomita. The famous lavender fields there are so gorgeous. Purple lavender spreads all over the farm in summer. Moreover,There are other plants and flowers of various colors, such as white baby's breath, red poppy, and so on. They neatly spread out on the ground like a painting on the earth.
As for winter, it's undoubtedly the highlight of Hokkaido. Besides the snow and hot springs, what you cannot miss is the Sapporo Snow Festival.One of the three major snow festivals in the world. The giant ice sculptures are spectacular, and the light shows at night are dazzling. Tourists can also enjoy sledding, snowball fights, and even ice sculpture contests. Coming to the Sapporo Snow Festival is like coming to a wonderland of snow.
What about autumn in Hokkaido? Don't forget to visit Lake Notoro after enjoying the fallen leaves. In autumn, The blue lake is covered with fiery red coral grass. Walking on the special boardwalk is just like walking on a warm flame.
Of course, there are also activities perfect for all seasons. Seeing the night view of Hakodate is certainly one of them. Looking down from Mount Hakodate, you will see the night view of Hakodate with the sea on both sides. It's not a night view of eye-catching neon lights, but of the warm house lights and street lamps. Does it look like a jewel box shining in the dark to you?
现在我们来听听看这个单元有哪些重点单字吧。
Distinct, image, spring, northernmost, visit, discovery, lavender, field, spread, neatly, undoubtedly, spectacular, dazzling, contest, autumn, fiery, boardwalk, flame, eye-catching, jewel.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
GEPT Listening Test
1. Where is Hokkaido?
A. It is located in the center of Japan. B. It is located in the southernmost part of Japan. C. It is located in the northernmost part of Japan.
2.Why should you visit Farm Tomita in summer?
A. Because the purple lavender and other flowers are so gorgeous. B. Because there are various paintings. C. Because there is a big museum.
3. Which description of the Sapporo Snow Festival is incorrect?
A.It is one of the three major snow festivals in the world. B. There are only giant ice sculptures. C. Tourists can join ice sculpture contests.
4. In which season can Lake Notoro be covered with fiery red coral grass?
A. Summer. B. Winter.C. Autumn.
5.
第五音轨。
What a wonderful world!
奇妙世界。
Page 30 to page 35.
第30页到第35页。
Rabbits.
兔子。兔子是一种温驯可爱的小型哺乳类动物，也是许多人们喜爱的宠物之一。我们一起来认识这迷人的小家伙吧。
Long ears, dark and round eyes, twitching noses, furry bodies, jumping around on the grass. What animal comes to your mind? Still cannot guess?How about this phrase? Loves to eat carrots. Does it make you immediately think of rabbits?
However, it is a misunderstanding that rabbits only love to eat carrots. They mainly eat hay, plants, vegetables, and fruit, since their digestive systems are special and need a lot of fiber to stay healthy.
Rabbits also eat their own feces. But don't be scared. They only eat one kind of their feces because it is rich in nutrients. It looks like many bunches of grapes. When rabbits pass this kind of feces, they will eat it right away.
Another image we have of rabbits is that they chew on things all the time. Actually,They do that to wear down their continuously growing teeth. Rabbits not only have growing teeth, but they are also prolific breeders. A female rabbit can give birth to more than 10 baby rabbits at a time. So we usually use a nest of rabbits or a colony of rabbits to describe them.
Do you know how rabbits talk to each other? They use different body language and sounds to express different emotions. For example, when a rabbit makes a snorting sound through its nose, it may feel threatened. If it jumps, or even does a rabbit dance, it may feel very happy. They communicate not only to each other, but also to humans in various ways. No wonder people love to keep rabbits as pets.
Although rabbits kept as pets are very adorable, wild ones are completely different. They are very agile and speedy, so they can escape from predators quickly. As you can see, these lovely creatures have many special features for us to know about.
现在我们来听听看这个单元有哪些重点单字吧。
Furry. Immediately. Mainly. Digestive. Fiber. Feces. Nutrient. Bunch. Chew. Continuously. Give birth to.At a time. Describe. Express. Snorting. Threatened. Communicate. Adorable. Escape. Predator.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
GEPT Listening Test. 1. Which description below?Is not a feature of rabbits.
A. Long ears with dark and round eyes. B. Twitching noses and furry bodies. C. Jumping around in trees.
2. Which description of rabbits' eating habits below is not correct?
A. They only love to eat carrots.B. They mainly eat hay, plants, vegetables, and fruit. C. They eat their own feces.
3. Why do rabbits chew on things all the time?
A. Because they are always hungry. B. Because they want to give birth to a nest of baby rabbits. C.Because they need to wear down their continuously growing teeth.
4. How do rabbits communicate with each other and humans?
A. They leave their feces as hints. B. They use different body language and sounds to express different emotions. C. They do not communicate with others.
Track 6.
第六音轨
Reading with picture books.
绘本世界读文学
Page 36 to page 43.
第36页到第43页
Picasso, a creative genius.
Picasso,
创意天才
Picasso,
是20世纪最伟大的艺术家之一。他一生当中都在不断探寻艺术的不同表现手法，在他的作品里，我们能欣赏到印象派、野兽派、立体派等等各种丰富的风格。就让我们一起来体验
Picasso
的创作世界吧。
Painter Pablo Picasso was born in Spain in 1881. As a child, he loved to draw. His father, who was an art teacher, noticed his talent early.At age 7, Picasso began formal art lessons. He was a gifted artist, creating his first painting when he was just 9 years old.
By age 13, Picasso was already a skilled artist. He painted in a style that was very realistic, capturing details and emotions beautifully. His talent was so impressive that he quickly made a name for himself and became well known in the art world for his exceptional skills and creativity.
When Picasso was 19 years old, he moved to Paris, France. He connected with many artists there, sharing new ideas. He developed his own unique artistic style that would eventually make him famous. Picasso's art evolved over time, reflecting how he grew and experimented with different ideas.
In Picasso's blue period, he used mostly blue tones in his paintings. This period reflected his feelings of sadness. For example, The Old Guitarist shows a lonely old man. Picasso's paintings from this time are often described as full of emotion.
After his blue period, Picasso went through his rose period, where he used warm colors like pinks and reds. His paintings became more cheerful and showed happier subjects, like circus performers. He turned over a new leaf by creating art that felt more joyful.
Cubism is a style Picasso developed that broke objects into simple shapes, like squares and triangles. He showed these objects from different angles all at once. This made his paintings look abstract and hard to recognize. Cubism challenged how people thought about art.
Later, Picasso explored a style known as Surrealism. Surrealism is like painting dreams or very unusual scenes that don't always make sense. For instance, in The Dream, Picasso used strange shapes and bright colors to create a striking effect. His work often broke the rules.
Picasso's most famous painting, Guernica, is a mix of cubism and surrealism. It shows the horrors of war and is filled with images of people and animals who are upset and scared. Though Picasso died in 1973, his art continues to inspire and influence artists around the world today.
现在我们来听听看这个单元有哪些重点单字吧。
Draw, talent, formal, gifted, create, skilled, realistic, detail, connect, evolve.Reflect. Period. Lonely. Cheerful. Subject. Circus. Angle. Abstract. Challenge. Explore. Dream. Striking. Effect. Mix.Horror, inspire.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
GEPT Listening Test.
1. Where was Pablo Picasso born?
A. France. B. Spain. C. Italy.
2.What age did Picasso begin formal art lessons?
A. 7 years old. B. 9 years old. C. 13 years old.
3. What city did Picasso move to at age 19?
A. Madrid. B. Paris. C. London.
4. What is Cubism?
A. A style of painting. B. Picasso's favorite painting's name. C. A hub for artists.
Track 7.
第七音轨
English knowledge.
英文小常识
Page 44.
第四十四页
Words about visual art.
关于视觉艺术的字。我们一起来认识以下几种视觉艺术的英文吧。
Sculpture.
雕塑
Photography.
摄影
Digital art.
数位艺术
The new sculpture in the park is made of metal.
Jeff bought a new camera for his photography hobby.
Sally works in digital art on animation films.
这些单字你都记住了吗？要多听多练习哦。
Track 8.
第八音轨
Test yourself.
自我测验
Page 45.
第四十五页
听到这里，现在请根据本期内容，试着做做看以下的测验哦。
1. A small piece of info that helps you understand something.2.
An outstanding part of something.
3. Able to move quickly. 4.
Having skill or talent in art.